We talked about simultaneous contrast. If you look at this picture here, you'll see at the top row we have darker a rectangle in front of a light background, and as we move to the right, we have a lighter rectangle behind the dark background. Now the question is, the amount of light being reflected back from that little rectangle, is it the same or not? Now looking at it subjectively, we'd say no, one looks darker, the other one looks brighter. Now the reason it looks that way is because of how our receptors are organized, because they have this center field that gets excited and the surround that acts as an inhibitor, and depending on how much light goes in both of those, we get a certain perception or a signal gets out. And if you look at those cells, and I decided not to talk about it in too much detail, you can show the following. If you look at the bottom, we show at the top, the neat line is, the sloped line shows you the amount of light being reflected back by the background. And when it gets dip, we have sort of a staircase or an indentation, and we get that resting line that has all the same height, that shows you the amount of light that's being reflected back by the rectangles. So you can see it's the same amount of light. If we take that model of the center surround receptive field and we say, okay, if this is our input, how should they fire? What should they see? We get the following perception, where the thing on the left, the rectangle, looks darker. It doesn't have the same. The output is not on the horizontal level, and the one on the very right is above the horizontal line, meaning so we see it as brighter. If you want to know more about it, I can explain it. But the point of this whole thing, the takeaway here is, we don't see perfectly, we don't see absolutely. It depends what things are bunched together that influences what we see, but we can still see the edges. You can still see it's rectangles, and you can separate it from the foreground and the background. That's what's important, not so much the absolute value.